This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Sydney MP Alex Greenwich has complained to New South Wales Police and his state's anti-discrimination watchdog over alleged gay vilification by One Nation New South Wales leader Mark Latham. In March, Latham published a homophobic tweet aimed at the Independent MP, so beyond the pale even his party leader Pauline Hanson demanded Latham apologise. Drag queens have rallied to crowdfund thousands of dollars to support a performer who allegedly had her drag stolen from her by an Uber driver. Sydney-based queen Mulan said on Friday night she caught the Uber to a Surry Hills photo shoot when she requested a stop on the way to pick something up. However, while she was inside, Mulan claims the Uber driver cancelled her trip and when she returned he had driven away. On Tuesday, numerous Sydney drag queens rallied to support Mulan, and in just a few hours, a crowdfunding page started by Sydney queen Minx Moscato raised thousands to replace the performer's drag. Following the increasing number of anti-LGBTIQ+ related attacks in Sydney recently, New South Wales Police will increase the number of personnel deployed on Oxford Street as a measure of prevention. The announcement comes just 1 week after I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here's David Sabritsky was the victim of a gay bashing in Sydney. Sydney Mayor Clover Moore posted on social media, "Sydney is an inclusive, diverse city and everyone has the right to feel safe here. I'm glad the police are taking this seriously and echo the call for people to report any such incidents." Protesters have hurled abuse and derailed a council meeting in Melbourne's southeast over an upcoming local Drag Time Story event. This month, Monash City Council is planning the event at Oakley Library for International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia. But on Wednesday night, almost 200 protesters flooded the Monash Council chambers to disrupt the meeting. The anti-drag and anti-trans protesters waved signs and banged on glass walls. The crowd hurled abuse at councillors and a contingent of LGBTIQA+ supporters. And one in four high school students in the US identifies as gay, bi or questioning, according to the latest Centers for Disease Control annual report. The latest figures come from a 2021 survey of over 17,000 students between the ages of 14 and 18. That was your news update. Now to Jacqueline with your sport report.
Sydney FC has won the 2023 Liberty A-League Women Grand Final, defeating Melbourne team Western United 4-0. The Sky Blues have made the finals in every season. The competition has been staged, winning five premierships, including the last three. The historic match took place in front of a record crowd for a domestic women's match in Australia of 9,519 people. Spanish professional footballer Alberto Legarreta has come out publicly as gay after kissing his boyfriend in celebration of his team's promotion to the fourth tier. The 28-year-old goalkeeper with Marbella Football Club posted a photo on his Twitter feed at the close of the match with a touching tribute to his partner for his support. A Millwall fan was fined and sentenced to a four-year ban from attending football matches in the UK after hurling abuse at Bournemouth fans during a match in 2022. A Nottingham Forest fan has been banned for 3 years for homophobic abuse at away supporters in the same year. Both offences are on the back of Football Association's effort to crack down on bigoted rhetoric and chants during FA matches. Transgender cyclist Austin Killips has won the women's category in the Tour of the Gila in New Mexico. Killips won the entire race by 89 seconds, taking home $53,000 in prize money and sparking media condemnation. The 27-year-old was fully sanctioned to compete in the event under the rules set by cycling's governing body. And the Suncorp Super Netball League is to celebrate inclusion and diversity during this week's inaugural inclusion round. Round 8 matches see all 8 teams involved, featuring an inclusion round logo with the colours of the Progress Pride flag. The Queensland Firebirds and Collingwood Magpies will hold their annual Pride match in the opening game of the round.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That was making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.